real adventures. It's time to get all aboard for Dometic, mobile living made easy.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for All Aboard for Dometic, everything you need for your adventure, big or small. Salt Guides, Gwayne Blake, and Professional Fishing Guide joins us this morning. Good morning, Gwayne.
Obviously on the water, G-Man, I can hear that wind going.
Yeah, there's a little bit of wind. hopefully she backs off this afternoon, but it's still not too bad. It's fishable. We've got wind and tide together, so it's okay.
Speaking of fishable, you're pumping out the guides at the moment. What are you targeting, Gwayne?
Pretty much giving them the opportunity to fish for everything. So a lot of guys want to learn more about sounding for snapper and anchoring on them and stuff like that. So we're doing a couple of hours on the snapper and then moving on to the whiting because we've got some really good tides at the moment for whiting. So taking advantage of that. And then there's a few bats you want to target, gummy sharks. So just pretty much everything we can in the port at the moment.
And you're happy to obviously tailor that to your specific individual customer. So if they give you a call or they follow up on your social media, you can really target and tailor that experience to whether...
Yeah, I'm even doing one where it's just 3 hours. We go out, we set up their sounder, discuss what we can change on the boat to make it better for them, then show them the techniques of bridling, using your sea anchors, sounding up ground, actually interpreting what that ground is, reef, kunji, grass beds, where to anchor, tie rigs. We don't actually fish at all, so it's just the 3 hours of that. I meet them at the boat ramp before they put the boat in the water. We make sure that their transducers are in the right spot and stuff like that as well. So we're trying to cater for everybody because obviously there's beginners right through to elite fishermen. So, yeah, it's good.
Red, it's clearly something that rather than spend weeks on end in your boat, particularly when you first buy one or we haven't been in the water for a long period of time, obviously with COVID affecting that, it's 3 hours well spent. So the next time that you actually go out, you're really efficient from launching, the spots, your sound is set up, and everything's ready to fish.
And it's a simple thing Gwayne does, for example, just using a sea anchor or showing a weighted burley cage right through to, like he said before, your tides. And if you do want to get a hold of Gwayne, make sure you head to his social media platforms, Gwayne's Professional Services, or give him a call on 0417 113 021 and tee up a session. Now, Gwayne, let's talk fishing. What's biting, what's going on, and what are we looking forward to come in the next 2 weeks?
Okay, so the snapper have really turned it on there in Western Port, but they've actually sort of gone over to an evening bite. So for the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm predicting that most of the snapper are going to be caught in the afternoon right through to darkness, through the corals and coronet region. We've still got a few in the North Arm, but they're really starting to pull up in that area where they're going to spawn and obviously shut down and move out of the port. So that's where your snapper are. Whiting are going well right throughout the bay. In the deep water on the tide changes on the rubble reefs, we're getting some whiting up to that 45, 47 centimetres. But on the edges of the bank in that 3 to 5 metre zones, there's just whiting everywhere. You just got to find where there's current. Certain areas have current on certain tides. So you just got to work that out and work away along those edges in that sort of depth zone and you'll find the fish.
Something good I've seen on social media in the past few days, I know Zach from Cross Country Charters landed himself a nice kingfish outside of Bowen Heads, and I know another fellow that landed one also. That must excite you in the next couple of weeks to come?
Yeah, this next full moon, so the end of the month, that's probably when I'm going to start really having a good look around. I don't want to waste too much energy on them early, as much as I do love them, but definitely going to start looking around and probably head down Gippsland way and really give them a crack on that next moon.
Gwayne, we're going to have you basically a part of the show every couple of weeks giving reports. You love and often talk about temperatures. What are the temperatures that you're looking for before you really start to chase them hard? Obviously, the moon phase is one thing, but you often talk about temperature.
Yeah, so once you sort of commonly see that 17.5 degrees, 17 to 17.5 degrees, that leading edge of current, you'll actually get quite a few kingfish in that and there'll be big kings. And then once the temperature comes through around 18 to 19, that's where it's game on and you're going to get quite a lot of kings right throughout the year. And we'll get them right through till May, but that sort of peak period from January to sort of March.
What's the water temperature you got at the moment in Western Port, Gwayne? Because in here you're on the boat. What are you looking at sort of there if you look to your Garmin unit?
we got 17.6. We did have 18.4 before the wind got up a couple of days ago.
Yep.
But, yeah, 17.6.
So that's pretty much the ideal water temperature chasing snapper, and hence why they're fishing so well. But take us through to Port Phillip Bay too, Gwayne. It's a little bit colder. It's up to around that 15 to 16 now up the top end of the bay. Where would you be looking for a snapper in Port Phillip Bay?
So Ricketts Point and the Black Rock region's fishing very well. But in the next week or so, they will start moving down. We'll be getting those fish in that 14 to 16 metres out off Carrum. So, yeah, if I was going to fish this weekend, I'd be looking around Ricketts Point in sort of 14 to 16 metres, pushing out to 18 during the middle of the day, and even in the evening, come back to 10 metres.
Now, Gwayne, some would say it's blasphemy. You're moving...
That's a massive word. I don't even know what it means.
You just don't do it.
Okay.
Gwayne's beautiful V17, and these have a cult following, as most fishos would know. You've moved from that, Gwayne, and you're awaiting a 1850 Staby Fisher, and you're currently fishing out of a 1550. I've got one. I absolutely love it to death. Can you give us a little bit of a review on how you found the 1550? I think it's the most usable boat there just about is.
Yeah, so one thing that you will notice as soon as you get on board the 1550 is the actual perception of room. It's a small boat, but they've set it up so well. There's a lot of fishing room inside it. The gunnels are absolutely huge. We've seen them on social media. My dog, Frankie, GSP, she gets up on the gunnels and actually lay on them and sun herself in the gunnels. Like it's an amazing little boat, very punchy. Handles are chopped really well, which is very surprising for an aluminium boat. But more importantly, it's the stability. So when you're fishing in the rough stuff like I was the other day, while I was at anchor, the boat bobs up and down, but you don't get that sideways rock that I was getting with the deep V hull. And I've noticed, I'm 46 now, I'm getting a lot older and a bit wiser probably in my years. It's the body fatigue once you're actually fishing that takes the toll on you.
Didn't ask so how many hair you had left on your head, Gwayne?
About three. But, it's the body fatigue that I've noticed. So instead of, smashing out and getting there in a real nice smooth ride that you got with the 17, which was only probably 3% of your fishing time, it was the rest of the fishing time that was taking its toll on me, and that was what really did take its toll on my body. And I couldn't back up fishing offshore 3 or 4 days in a row, and I can now using the Staby craft.
So Staby have just released, or relatively recently released, their new 1850, which is essentially the bigger brother of the 1550. The decision to go to that size, obviously it's still incredibly, it's easy to trailer, but you can also store it comfortably.
Yeah, so I've got the standard house garage package. The garage height is 2200 door, so I can comfortably fit the boat inside the garage, lock it away, and that security feeling is really good. But it's the actual size of the boat. It's 25% bigger than the standard 1850. They've lifted up the floor, so it's covering up the edges, where normally in the older Stabies you've got that sort of little angle coming down off the pontoons. That's now gone. They've lifted the floor up, which has enabled them to put a 150 litre tank in it instead of 100. So with the new Mercuries, Aaron, you know this yourself, they're unbelievably economical. I'm going to be able to get somewhere around that 330 to 350 kilometre range out of that tank. So, fishing the shelf or fishing the islands down the prom and stuff like that is going to be a no-brainer. And then the stability, you can go out camp on the boat at night because there's so much room. It's just going to be the ultimate machine for me. It's a really good fit.
Do you know the difference between Gwayne's 1550 and yours, Pat?
His gets used.
I was going to say his batteries are charged.
Hey, Gwayne, we really appreciate you joining Real Adventures, and we're looking forward to chatting with you every couple of weeks. If you're interested in securing Gwayne's services and getting him to come on board and really teach you in depth how to use your boat, how to use your sounder, and, of course, chase fish. Redmond?
Gwayne Blake, I'm going to let you take it away. How do we find you, Gwayne?
0417 113 021, or just look me up on Facebook, Gwayne Blake Professional.
He's well worth the money. Give him a message, and we'll see Gwayne on the water soon. Cheers, Gwayne.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Gawain Blake, he's an absolute ripper. Once again, he's going to join us every few weeks. He's going to give us really in-depth reports right throughout the Bay region. Redmond, it's time for Red's Review.
Well, I got half ruined by our winner of the Dometic a bit earlier, Patrick, for Red's Review, but I'm going to finish it, and it comes down to using the right burley techniques at the right time for each species. Now, the secret weapon, which we spoke about earlier in the show, its secret weapon is ideal for deep water. What it does, you can load it up with pillies, cubed up pillies, or whatever you want to load it up with. You can just use any offcuts of your burley, bit of salmon, just load it up and get it down to the bottom. Obviously, cut it into cubes, sort of like, what size would you say? Probably 2 to 3 centimeter bite pieces. That's what I'd be doing. And you can get one of them for around $30 to $40 from pretty much any tackle store. Your lead burley cage, ideal for tidal fishing. For example, whiting in Western Port Snapper with your heavy lead cages. And you're looking between sort of that $30 or $40 right up to sort of $70 or $80, depending on the size that you can get. So there's so many different brands out there. I use the hook and burley burley pots, and they are lead based on the bottom. So they are heavy on the bottom. Now, I say it again because it is crucial that you have the weight to get your burley down to the bottom. Now, what I'm going to use that for is, like I said, your whiting, snapper in Western Port. You can even use it offshore in 30 metres if you've got enough rope to attract gummies and snapper if you do like to do to burley for them as part of your fishing. Offshore, for me, it's not something that I'd ideally choose to do, Pat, because I don't like the bycatch that comes along when burling for gummy. But if you do want to, you can do that. You've got your plastic burley pot. You can get all sorts of different sizes. Now, these can be from sort of $10 right through to $20, $30 if you're going to really get a big one. Not that beneficial for myself. What I would use it for is I would load it up if it's got big enough holes. If I was out chasing a shark, for example, as surface burley, and something that they did sell a hell of a lot of in the past, just before COVID, was garfish. Garfish using the small plastic burley cages with the tight meshing there with breadcrumbs worked really well. And like I said, $5-$10 for one of those, but if you're going to get a big burley one, you can get away with that for about $30. Your scale bag works very well for your sharks too. So you don't need to buy your plastic. $5 from Kmart, you can buy yourself a scale bag, which is going to be able to, you can rip and pull tightly on the flesh salmon or in your logs if you want to get it started, and it cuts into the burley when you are chasing a shark. Or if you even sit on anchor chasing a gummy or a snapper and you've got a balloon out the back, it's well worth pulling a shark log or a burley log in one of those and shaking it up the top of the water. It's going to work really, really well to catch yourself a big shark.
That's Red's Review.